And we are back.
The morning show, Mountain Home Radio. Insanity behind the scenes as we try to get up to speed
we've
here.
We've got Tommy.
We've got Seal. It is all kinds of great fun. And Master Gardener is in the studio with us once again to final visit of the year. And I hate to put it in those terms, but we have come to the end of 2019 already.
And it's going to be a great holiday season. First of all, Merry Christmas and great holidays to everybody. Without a doubt, we wish the best to all.
I'm really tickled to death you guys have made it through another year here. It is so fun to visit with you. I don't think my Wednesdays once a month would be the same without you guys in the studio. We have so much fun
goodness.
Behind the scenes. And Seal, you are seeing clearly this morning, so that's...
Yes, how about that?
There was a little bit of consternation in Tommy's first comment today as whether or not you might be able to make it. You've had a little bit of an eye surgery, and we weren't sure that you were going to be able to navigate over here this morning. So
I've been navigating fine.
Tommy was concerned. Because normally you're the first one here, and he pulled into the parking lot before you. So.
Well, it's good to give his ticker just a little palpitation.
Plus, she's the brains of the operation.
Oh, no,
so
no,
we
no,
wanted
no,
her
no.
to be here for sure.
No, it takes two.
It does take both of you to keep everybody entertained, and you guys do such a great job of it. So much
Thank
information.
You.
But I want to start out really quickly with NAF because that's coming up really quickly. How many spots do you have left, or do you know?
We've got five spots left. Last night. It's
okay.
A great Christmas gift.
Yes.
If you got somebody that's even slightly interested in fly fishing, it's a great basic course for fly tying, which is a great part of it.
Right.
I'm not a fly fisherman. I took the course.
Okay.
I did well enough not to impress my teachers, but I took every fly that I made home with me, put them in a box, and showed them to all my non-fly tying friends.
Right.
And they were impressed.
There you go.
Okay. It was a good way to...
At least you came out of the class with bragging rights. That's huge.
That, of course, it is. But seriously, you do take some flies home. They're going to teach you at least eight flies. You're going to do two a night, and you're going to two of each. So you're going to go home with a pocket full of flies that you can use on the local rivers here and actually catch some fish. And I think if you, without sounding trite, I think if you take the class, you'll be hooked, so to speak.
Oh, she's been waiting the whole morning to get that out.
Class, you'll be I am going to use that one. But five more spots left, and you need to get in on this class because it will fill up, and there will be some hurt feelings if you don't get in there pretty
Absolutely.
Quick.
We can't go more than 10. The room that we have at the shed, that's the maximum capacity between teachers and students.
Okay.
We do 1 to 2 students per mentor, depending on how many we have any specific night, but we strive to get one mentor per student if we can.
Okay.
So you're going to have lots of help. The teacher, Tom Emmerich, is great.
Amen.
What he does is going to be up on a television. We've got a camera situated so you can see very well.
All
the tools and materials are provided. This year we're probably going to let you take some of that home to practice a little bit with the idea that you'll bring it back. But in any event, it's a great gift. Sign up for it. Go online to ASU. We'd love to have you. Every year we generally get close to filling the class if we don't fill it completely.
Right.
So get in while you can.
Yes.
And a great way to make somebody a good surprise for somebody.
Should be a good gift for the holiday season.
Yes.
So fantastic. Okay, now we need to get to the business. Oh, I'm
Seal
sorry.
Does a fantastic job as education chair of NAF. And I got to give her a compliment. She got involved. She's kind of like Tommy Hagen. Both of us are novices at very best in the fly fishing business. But she's done a great job. She's a great organizer.
You.
The classes are good. The guy she talked about, Tom Emmerich, there ought to be a special award for that guy. He is Mr. Fly Fisher all over Mountain Home, all over. He's a well-known guy.
Oh, yeah.
But he's also loves to give back time and energy to the community. But anyway, that's the Tom Emmerich special of the day.
Absolutely. He makes the class, without a doubt. We'd be lost without him.
Well, looking forward to you filling up that class this year and getting some more folks out there on the rivers and happily fishing with their own homemade flies.
Absolutely. appreciate the chance to talk about it.
Well, no problem at all. And we need to shift gears really quickly. We've got about 3.5 minutes left here before we have to go to the hard break at the bottom of the hour. So that leaves us not enough time to talk about the plant of the month. But there's a couple other things to talk about as we head into 2020. You guys have been working hard to make 2020 even bigger and better than 2019 was.
Well, another Christmas gift for y'all, okay?
Yep.
Master Gardeners is having their spring seminar March 21st.
Okay.
Lots of great people coming. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $30. You can't buy a ticket till January 3rd, but if you go on to BaxterCountyMG.com, there's a place where it says print this flyer, which is live today,
okay.
And you can print that and say, honey, this is what I'm giving you for Christmas. We'll sign up up on January 3rd. It's an all-day affair. Tommy will tell you about the speakers we got.
We have. This is a fun event. If you want to learn things about Master Gardener, this is the place to be. This year we're going to be learning about, first of all, growing the community through soil. And this guy is a really good speaker. We also have fruit trees, bushes, vines. We have shade gardening. And that's one that I'm super interested in. I have a big old yard, but 3/4 of it is shade. Mm-hmm. And 90% of the plants seem like they're all for sunny places. Right. Shade's a little bit different animal.
Yes.
But there's still, you need color and beauty. Again, then the lady up in Missouri at the Botanical Garden does a fantastic job, and she's going to be one of our speakers also.
Okay.
So Seal and her crew have put together, we thought we had topped it all last year with the program, but I think we've actually maybe overdone or done better this coming year. But it's going to be a fun event. It'll be March the 21st, so clear your calendar.
Okay.
It's a full-day event. It typically will snow on that day.
Yep.
So
don't say that.
We were in there one year, and we came
out,
and it was really, really pretty. It started snowing around noontime. By the time we got out, there was probably about 6 or 8 inches of snow, and it was like way past pretty. But anyway.
Saturday, March 21st?
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. The president of the Xerces Society is going to be here. Our new Janet Carson, Bernie Kurtz, is giving the talk on shade gardening.
All right.
And the lady from the Botanical Gardens is going to tell you everything that's up there. It's a great resource we think that people down here aren't quite aware of. So
Okay. We
thought it might be a great way to educate everyone in that fashion.
Fantastic.
In addition to that, you're going to get some great food. There's a meal provided. And they also have a bunch of neat bucket auction and auction items. And mm-hmm. Tommy Hagen walked off last year with two great books about herbs. And I actually have read the books. I know I don't look very smart, but I have. That's one of my, again, one of the things I really like. But anyway, you'll pick up some great things, or a chance to pick up some great stuff.
Yep.
And our Jason Chamberlain is in charge of the opportunity tables this year.
Okay.
And last year he made a cedar swing that was auctioned off. And this year he's making a cedar bench for folks.
Okay.
So very nice. I've seen it. In fact, he made two, one for me and one for
the
club.
Oh,
well,
wow.
There's an old line Mel Brooks used to throw. It's good to beat a king.
That's right.
it's good to
he knows who the boss is.
Exactly.
He knows the boss.
He knows where his brother's buttered at. He's going to take care of Seal, and then he'll take care of the master gardeners after that. So it's
I think it was the other way around, but anyway.
Okay. Well, so something to look forward to. And so that's coming up in March. So do head over to the Master Gardener's website. I'm guessing sometime later on today, all that stuff's going to be live up there for that.
It is live. You can get the flyer now. You can't
okay.
You can't register until the first of the year.
Right.
So January 3rd, that'll be available.
Okay.
But you can print out the flyer. It's a colorful piece of paper. You can wrap it up in an envelope, put it in a big box, and wrap it three times or one of
there
those things.
There you go. she's going to my gift wrapping school. And you always use, on the first two letters, you always use Gorilla Tape to tape things close.
No, I don't do that.
I've never used super glue on anything because it's hard to break. You can at least cut through the tape. So, all kinds of great packaging and gift ideas available. Just stop on by the studio. We'll fill you in on all kinds of frustrating ways to entertain your family. Right now, though, we need to take a quick little break. You're listening to the Morning Show here on Mountain Home Radio. We are simulcast live across all three of our Mountain Home Radio stations.
And we're here, the Morning Show, Mountain Home Radio.
We're talking about Christmas wrapping and gifts. It's just amazing the war stories of people have.
Yeah.
Getting gifts ready for Christmas morning. We need to. I'm sorry, that just I just had a vision of Tommy Hagen trying to assemble the life-size Barbie house.
it probably was like me. Pieces flying like on TV.
We will talk about that here in a little bit. We need to talk about more important things right now. We've got the Master Gardeners in here, and always great to have them in here. But one tradition that Seal started here a little bit earlier this year, she has figured out how to work a plant of the month into this little visit, and I'm always anxious to hear now what we've got on tap for this month.
Well, we're going to talk about Blue Atlas Cedar.
Oh, Blue Atlas Cedar.
Now, a lot of people have it. You'll see it in some commercial plantings. The reason I want to talk about this plant, there's lots of good things. Now I'll let Tommy tell you about the good things. But the one thing you got to remember is to read the label about how big it gets.
Yes.
Because a true Blue Atlas Cedar can get to be 40 to 60 feet tall and 30 to 40 feet wide or larger with age.
Yes.
And I can attest to that. I have one that's growing straight as a flagpole.
Okay.
And it is beautiful. But I planted it, probably about 6-7 years, probably 7 years ago now. Okay. And I'm telling you, this is about 25 feet tall already. It's very nice. It's a beautiful tree. Okay. The deer nibble on it a bit, but I've cut it. It's big enough now where I can cut it up off of the ground, trim the lower branches so that it's just out of their reach, and so it doesn't much matter. But beautiful tree. Tommy, why don't you tell them some about it?
You know, it is a beautiful tree. And again, let me just back up one step. Please, when you buy a plant, read the instructions about the plant before you plant it, because I am a master gardener, but I'm a minor gardener, if that makes sense. There's a lot of things I don't know. But when you drive by a home and you see a plant that's obviously in the wrong place, it just doesn't look right.
And
no matter if it's in Big Creek, it doesn't matter where it is, think a little bit before you plant it. But these Blue Atlas Cedar, again, it's an evergreen, which Tommy Hagen likes because you get some type of color all year long. They're not a real fast-growing tree. They're kind of slow-growing. Drought resistant, so they're tolerant anyway of drought, so you can grow them in the mountain home area. Again, remember that when you plant something, what's this thing going to need to make it through the first 2 or 3 or 4 years, particularly? You want something that you don't want to be standing out there with a hose all day long watering it. You want something that can kind of survive, bird friendly, and that's a real special thing to Tommy Hagen. I love to see the birds. These trees they love to go to them. They find shelter in these big old trees. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because you'll walk out. We have three little dogs, and I'll walk them in the evening time, and we've got trees around the yard. And all of a sudden, these little birds will scurry out and scare my girls. Actually, scare me a little bit. But anyway, it's fun.
Yep.
But again, they do get those little cones on them. They're not the big giant ones that you want, but anyway, they're small, they're kind of neat, and it has a neat shape to it. It's a pyramid looking shape, so it looks kind of Christmas tree looking. But anyway, so it's a neat plant. Neat plant.
Kind of a Charlie Brown shape to it. All right. It's not one of these evergreens that is going to be a triangle.
Right.
It's going to have that overall shape, but it's not real full. The branches are kind of independent one of the other. The needles are soft. All right. So it's not that, which is why, of course, the deer will eat it. But again, they grow fast enough that if you get a decent sized sample when you do, don't plant it up against the house. If you're wanting something that you don't have a great big old place to put this in the middle of the yard, there is a variety called the Hortsman Blue Atlas Cedar, HORSTMANN.
Okay.
And it's not a true dwarf because it gets to be 8 to 10 feet tall, 5 to 6 feet wide in 10 years.
Okay.
But it's something that's a more manageable size for a suburban
somebody
application.
Somebody living in town and just needing a little bald spot in their yard field, maybe not too close to the house, but obviously not out at the road. It's a nice little object for that.
Absolutely. Okay. So it's an alternative. And if you can't find it local, you will find it down in Little Rock or Springfield. I've seen it in both places, probably in Fayetteville as well, if you looked hard enough. If not, you can get it online.
Yes.
And it is something that'll grow just as nicely, and it'll be a little more manageable size. But it's a great specimen, and the color is just fabulous. For the shade of blue is just beautiful in the yard.
Yep.
They are pretty. And I tell you, we got lucky that when we moved in our home, we had a couple like this right out in front of the house. And we live on a dirt road. And I was ready to cut them down. They look cute, but they weren't in the place I wanted them to be. My wife convinced me that wasn't a good idea, so we didn't do it. But it is a dust break.
Yes.
I mean, the people drive down the road, the dust comes up, and they keep the dust from getting up on in the house and everywhere else. So anyway, my wife's obviously smarter than I am. But it worked out great.
Maybe a common theme in here this morning, Tom.
Amen.
I'm not speaking to that.
Hey.
I'm single, so.
It's all good. Now, this is something that you can pick up here locally. This is something that will add something to your yard. But once again, keep in mind that the one you talked about first is going to grow to a rather substantial size.
Right. Read the label so you know what you're buying, like anything else. If it doesn't give you enough information, whatever information it does, look it up in your phone.
Right.
Everybody's got these phones. It's a great way to use them to make sure you don't make a bad investment. Because once it's in and growing, it's probably going to be a bigger expense to take it out than it was to put it in.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
So what's the name of the tree one more time?
It's a Blue Atlas Cedar, and the smaller variety is is called Hortzman.
Hortzman Blue Atlas Cedar and Blue Atlas Cedars. So stop on by, check those things out. You might find one here locally sometime after the first of the year to get your yard in 2020 looking
absolutely its best. Absolutely. It won't be long.
Fantastic. It's coming right up on that. So it's hard to believe that we are already approaching 2020 and looking at it dead in the eye right now with perfect vision. Of course, it's 2020.
She's seeing 2020.
No, I'm not. That's right. Yes, I did.
You guys have a lot of stuff planned already for next year.
Yes, we do. First of all, we'll talk about a couple of meetings we got coming up, all right? January 9th, we've got Steve Blumerick, and Tommy knows him. He's a great fella. He's part of NAF. He's part of Friends of the Rivers. Anything else I've left out?
Steve is a busy guy, and every time I think I'm busy, I look up at his schedule, and he's fantastic. He's the guy that got all the manhole covers painted here in Mountain Home. He's the guy that got that all going. Anything to do with Friends of the River, anything to do with keeping our community, making our community better, Steve is involved with it. He is, I'm involved in a lot of stuff, but I'm not nearly as organized as he is. He does a fantastic job and a good guy. He knows who to contact to get things, get publicists. But anyway, he's going to be our speaker. He got involved in monarch butterflies. He and his wife, neat. I've seen the presentation more than once, and I will promise you, you'll love the presentation. He grows them. He counts them. He knows how many, you know, come out. It's fun to listen to the guy, and it's like his grandkids. I mean, he talks about them all the time.
Nothing wrong
with
that.
Well, if you've heard his butterfly presentation, don't think it's the same thing, because he's updated it. He's done some research, because he's monitored these in his yard, set up the nest, the whole business. Okay. So real interesting to listen to.
I had no idea that butterflies had nests, so I just learned something.
Well, perhaps a bad term. I'm not sure that's right there, but it's one we all know.
Where did it come from? Okay.
All right. On February 13th, we have Bernie Kurtz coming in to meet the community. He's the new state extension office representative. He's replacing Janet Carson, that many of the audience will recognize. And he's got a really interesting presentation. He's going to be talking about gardening myths. All right.
Uh-huh.
All right. You've probably heard some old aunt tell you something or another that just kind of put your eyebrows out and looked at it and said, are you sure about that?
Yep.
Well, he's going to debunk some of those things. Okay. I'm sure to be, from what I understand from our local fella, he's heard the presentation, and he says it's very entertaining. So, again, those are all at the Presbyterian Church over across from Cooper Park.
Yep.
All right. Generally speaking, we're second Thursday of the month. Mm-hmm. 1 o'clock, 1 to 2 is the guest presentation. Then we take a break, and like all good things Master Gardeners, we have something to eat.
Yep.
Right? And then the second half of the meeting goes somewhere another half hour or so, give or take, and we do the business portion. All guests are welcome. There's no fee. We don't charge you to eat. We just have you stand up and introduce yourself in case you know somebody.
And you don't have to be a Master Gardener to go to these, correct?
Absolutely not. They're open to the public.
Yes.
Please come join us.
One thing I'm trying to get a few more folks to do this. I know there's been several people that have inquired about this, and I just want to remind everybody, these things are free. There is no need to be a fly fisherman to join these things. Fly fisherman.
Master Gardener.
I'm sitting here looking at my notes,
it's early in the morning.
Well, yes, you don't have to be a Master Gardener to go to these things. They're free, and just stop on by. And if there is a subject that you take an interest in, they're more than welcome to show up for this.
Absolutely. And if you have questions, go to us. Go to the extension office, 425-2335. Give them a call.
Yes.
Ask a question. Bring your soil samples in there, the whole business. That's what we're all here for.
Right.
And we open up our meetings with the Pledge of Allegiance. I just absolutely love that.
Yes.
We stand
I do
up.
Too.
We do. That's the first thing we do. Everybody gets in the room. We assemble, stand up, Pledge Allegiance, and the meeting goes from there. And again, Steele is one of the, she's on the board, and she does the board does a fantastic job of attracting talent to come to us. We're actually a pretty good Master Gardener organization. We're pretty well thought of around the state. And anyway, we get some good speakers. Come join us. You would love it. The people are open. People are friendly. We're not grilling you, not knocking you down, trying to make you join immediately.
Right.
And anyway, just have a good time. Plus, you'll get some good grub. It's always good food. So that's what keeps Hagen coming back.
Well,
but anyway.
They told me they've got a special seat reserved for you really close to the snack table.
They actually put me up front because I have my camera in my hand. And I'm pretty well documented on film before, or on film, Tommy Hagen's old guy. But anyway, I get it digitized pretty well.
When was the last time you took a picture and put it on film? Just to
Let me tell you a story. A lady at our church, about this time last year, gave me an old Minolta 202, And I took a whole bunch of, boy, you talk about bringing back some memories, because that was actually my camera in the day. Anyway, I took off 2-3 rolls, and I thought, what am I going to do now? And anyway, talking about Walgreens actually does develop them. But anyway, that was a fun deal. And but again, that was back when I took slides. I did all the different things. I kind of, now I take 50 pictures, and then it will cull it down to one. I mean, and you don't have to worry about paying for all the ones that were bad. So anyway,
it's
I love it.
Exactly. Absolutely.
So we need to take a quick little break right now. We 1 out of 2 today for going to break on time. You are listening to the morning show here on Mountain Home Radio, simulcast live across all three Mountain Home Radio stations, brought to you by your friends over at Baxter Regional Medical Center. Make sure you stop on by, download the Baxter Regional Care Urgent Care app. You'll have a doctor in your pocket wherever you go. We're going to take this final break back to close things out right after this. And we are back here, the morning show, Mountain Home Radio. It is a Wednesday morning, all downhill into the weekend from here. I've got the Master Gardeners in the studio. We always have all kinds of fun here in the morning as Tommy and Seal get to come in and visit. But right now, well, we need to get down to some of the nuts and the bolts of the operation that is the Master Gardeners. Those folks have been working hard all year long. We've got some great projects all throughout this entire Mountain Home area that the public is invited to go out and see. And, well, you've got a couple of people you want to recognize for their hard work this
year. Well, at the end of every year, we give awards to try to acknowledge people that have helped us. And the first award we're going to talk about is Friend of Master Gardeners.
Okay.
And last year, of course, Scott and the radio station here
was our Friend of the Master Gardener.
And we as always, want to thank you for all you do to help us. This year, we're acknowledging the First Presbyterian Church, where we have our meetings.
All right. Okay.
We do that. We in exchange for using the hall for 10 of the 12 months of the year, we keep the memorial gardens in front of the church up for those folks, but it's certainly a deal where I think we're getting the better end of it. So we wanted to acknowledge them for all that they've done to help us for many, many years.
Yep.
Project of the year, and this is a cool one you need to go by and see, is the Extension Office Garden. It's right by the jail, right there on that corner of 5, and it's, I actually stopped the other day, got out of the car, and took 2 or 3 pictures. They have some trees that have eyes on them, and they look back at you.
Yes.
And I was, those two big trees I was telling you about out in front of my house, I have bought the material to copy that and have eyes on County Road 703. But Judy heads that up and does a fantastic job. And again, all these projects are done by volunteers, people that... You may work at it one time a month, or you may, I mean, one time a year, or you may work at it 10 times, or you might not work at it at all.
Right.
It just depends on which one hits your hot button.
Yep.
But that's probably the most visible one in Mountain Home. I'm not as positive of that. There's a lot of busy ones. I see it all the time. And I when I saw those eyeballs looking back at me, I actually went around the corner and turned around and stopped and took a photograph of it. It really looks neat. But anyway, that is our project of the year. One other, and these two people need to get special recognitions. Our Master Gardeners of the Year, it's a husband and wife. It's Catherine and Rod Gilmore. Seal does a fantastic job in everything she does. She is great. These two guys just show up everywhere. They're like a bad penny. They are everywhere you go. And it's funny. She's one of these girls that does not like to have her photograph made. So all the photographs I have taken of her, her hand is in front of her face, or she's making some kind of gesture towards me. But anyway, they are darling, but they are nice, nice, nice people, and they are workaholics.
They do a lot for us. Rod and Catherine, this past seminar year, where we changed the setup at the church, at the Methodist church, and we went to a situation where we were using two of their large rooms, and so it was the first time we did it with a big-name speaker, and they organized everything so that when everyone came to work, not the chairman, not the committee people, Rod and Catherine had everything organized for everyone that came in. They came in within a minute of being there, and they were working at what they needed to get it set up. So they did a fantastic job on that for us, and they volunteer on many, many other projects during the year, and we couldn't do without them. You'll see Catherine's name if you sign up on that registration form for the seminar. She handles that and has done it for years.
Fantastic.
Okay? We have one more award, the Rookie of the Year.
Okay.
Every year from our new class, we want to recognize somebody that has been exceptional in what she's done.
Okay.
And Brenda Tamashiro is our Rookie of the Year, and she just has put her 2 cents in everywhere and can't do anything except acknowledge everything she's done for us. So thank you to everybody. We want to welcome anyone to join us. Mm-hmm. We certainly want to recognize the folks that do the most for us. Yeah. So.
Well, I know there's so many people that work so hard on so many of the projects. We are so fortunate. We've got several projects throughout the area that we can actually see the hard work that the Master Gardeners do put in just to help our community out a little bit.
Absolutely. The newest project being at the library, you probably everyone sees that, the Extension Office, but we've got the Norfolk Hatchery, Callista Ouellette, Bull Shoals White River State Park. We got Memorial Gardens. Who am I leaving out?
Fairgrounds.
Thank you.
Fairgrounds is one that's cool because you go there and you probably have to stand in line before you get in the fairgrounds.
Right.
That exhibit building, and you'll see all the stuff, and the guys that do it have all the plants labeled. So if you see something you like, jot it down, take it, or go home and buy you one. They're really neat. Mm-hmm. But one that's, in fact, it was actually in the Baxter Bulletin this week. A bunch of folks planted a magnolia tree down at the hatchery, and it's fantastic. And again, every one of these guys, every one of these projects has a leader, and there are leaders, and they kind of coordinate the people that work at them, and they're all proud of them, and they all do a fantastic job. And again, it's all to help beautify and make our community a better place to live.
Right. So. You say that about writing down. Took a trip to the Ozark Folk Center State Park earlier this year, and walked through the park, and my wife and I did exactly that. There were like 7 or 8 different specimens. Ooh, we really liked that. And so they were really nice because they had these nice big placards that told us exactly what they were, labels it. And so, we will be adding to things here sometime in 2020.
The one we forgot is Cooper Park.
Cooper Park, I don't know how many of you guys go there, but that is the coolest park in the world. It's got this big walking trail that must go on for 55 miles. I don't know how, but anyway, I go there to NAF meetings, and you'll see people walking, then you'll see kids playing soccer, you'll see kids swimming, you see kids playing baseball. It's got everything in the whole world, but that walking trail must be cool, and it's not just it's not like walking around a football track. It's kind of a meanders around.
Exactly,
and anyway, it's a pretty, and we have a couple cabins that we take care of, and it's a pretty walk. It's a beautiful walk. Not pretty. It's beautiful.
It is gorgeous up through there. And I'm not sure what the length of that walking trail is, but it's a nice little diversion for those folks that do get out and walk. Rather than walking round and round in circles on a track, it's a nice little diversion to walk through there. And you guys have made it look a little pretty.
Cool story. I was there the other day, and there's a couple about my age, as a matter of fact, walking together holding hands. And I thought, how sweet is that? Mm-hmm. That's pretty cool.
Anyway, yes. it's always fun. So, for those folks that have been listening all morning, maybe want to find out some more about the Master Gardeners, what can they do to do some research on that?
Absolutely. Log on to BaxterCountyMG.com. Plenty for you to see there all about us. There's gardening tips online.
Right.
Any questions, contact the Extension Office, 425-2335. And again, BaxterCountyMG.com.
Some great information up there. And I know that, Tommy, you're a big proponent of magazines. You guys have a great magazine listing up there, also up there on the website.
There are a bunch of good ones. And again, it's getting ready to be that time, guys. You're going to be getting catalogs.
It's already that time. Yes.
Somebody said something about roses or that I saw online, and I ended up, I ordered another one, so I know I'll be getting a whole bunch more. But anyway.
they'll be coming in soon. So on behalf of Tommy and Seal, I want to thank everybody out there that has tuned in this morning to listen to this edition of The Morning Show with the Master Gardeners joining us today. That being said, I am headed out the door. Robert and I will be back with more tomorrow. Have a great day.